Now, there is a case to be made that control freaks and perfectionists should not get tattoos. And I'm going to return to that point in a few minutes. But first, I want to say that the intensity and persistence with which we experience these emotional components of regret is obviously going to vary depending on the specific thing that we're feeling regretful about. So, for instance, here's one of my favorite automatic generators of regret in modern life. Right? And the amazing thing about this really insidious technological innovation is that even just with this one thing, we can experience a huge range of regret. You know, you can accidentally hit reply all to an email and torpedo a relationship. Or you can just have an incredibly embarrassing day at work. Or you can have your last day at work. And this doesn't even touch on the really profound regrets of life. Because, of course, sometimes we do make decisions that have irrevocable and terrible consequences, either for our own or for other people's health and happiness and livelihoods and, in the very worst case scenario, even their lives. Now, obviously, those kinds of regrets are incredibly piercing and enduring. I mean, even the stupid reply all regrets can leave us in a fit of excruciating agony for days.